In this week's parasha, Parashas Mishpatim, Perek Chof Gimel, Pasuk Dalet, the Torah teaches us the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. The Torah tells us, Ki Sifka, Shor, Oivcha, Oichamoyre Toya, if one meets up with the Shor or the Chamoyr of another Yid, even if that fellow is his enemy, Toya, Toya means wandering. It has to present as an Aveda. Hoshev Tishiven Uloi, there's a mitzvah say, the Araisa, to return it to him. The Torah repeats this mitzvah in more detail in Parashas Kisetze. In Parashas Kisetze we find Uloi Sase and an Ase. The Torah says, a person is not allowed to be in such a situation where he sees the shor of his brother, another yid, or the seh, nidochim, again presenting as lost, to see such a thing and to look away is something which one may not do. And the Torah says a mitzvah, say, Hoshev teshivem l'achicha. Go give it back to your brother. If you do not know who the owner is, if you know who it is, give it back. If you don't know, the Torah tells you, you bring it into your house. We'll discuss in a few minutes what the mitzvah the Torah is telling us is. And then the Torah continues, V'chein sas l'chamayroi, v'chein sas l'simlosoi, v'chein sas l'chol aveda s'achicha, asher tevad mimenu umatzosa, lo yisucha l'isalim. Lo yisasei. One is not allowed to misalim. One is not allowed to look away from an aveda. And the mitzvah say, hoshev teshivim l'achicha, one is mechuyiv to give back avedas that he finds. We find, Chazal Darshan, there are three different types of Avedas which the Torah is referring to. V'hashevayisayloi, Chazal Darshan, Masechet Babakama, l'rabbeis Avedas Gufay. L'rabbeis Avedas Gufay, that if a person sees that his guf is getting lost, so then there is a mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. The Mechaber in Cheshir Mishpat, Simen Tov Chavov, the Mechaber Paskins, Harayas Chaver Tevea Beyom, somebody who sees his friend drowning, a listen Bon Olav, or he sees Listim coming to attack him, a Chayaro Ba Olav, or he sees a Chayaro, wild animals, coming to attack him, the Yochel Atzilehu Ba'atzvay, and either he can save him by oneself, a Sheyasker Achayim Lehatzil, or he can hire somebody to save them. And he doesn't save them. So the Mechaber says, he's over on Leisam al Dam Reyecha. The Sma explains, if you could save a person without a costing money, that's the mitzvah of Avedas Gufay. Vashevayisaylai. Hashavas Aveda is Mechayev to go ahead and to save his guf from hefsid. If it's going to cost you money, so then the chiv comes from leisam al dam reyecha. But from the pasuk of hashevayisaylai we learn out there's a mitzvah shavas aveda on the guf of a person. The Minchas Chinuch says not only is there a mitzvah when a person's guf is in danger, but if his neshama is in danger, if a person is a makam of nesayim, there's a chiv to go ahead and to save him from a ruchniyistika disaster, also because of the mitzvah of Avedas Gufay. The pasuk l'chol Avedas Achicha, so from there we learn out, afilu Avedas Karka. Even if Karka gets lost, what does it mean, Karka gets lost? Karka can't get lost. Karka is attached to the ground, can't lose it. So we learn from the concept of Avedas Karka, again, that one has to protect his friend's money from any possible hefsid. The Mechaber in Simon Reish Nun Tes Siv Tes, the Mechaber says Avedas Karka Gavkin Chayim L'Hashiv. Avedas Karka also Chiv Hashava Shem Ro Mayim Boim Lishtoif Sodach Averei Chayim Ligder Bifteim Tei L'Hatzim. If one sees that someone is going to have a hefsid moment, and you have the ability to stop the hefsid moment, so then that is a mitzvah asei d'oraisa of hashavas haveda. We learn out from chalvid zachicha afilo vedas karka that any potential hefsid that you can go ahead and save another Jew from, you are mechuyev to because of the mitzvah of hashavas haveda, avedas gufay. And the Aruch HaShulchan and Minchas Chinuch both say that it's a real d'oraisa. If a person doesn't get himself involved, he's over hoshet toshivim lochicha, he's over lesucha lesalim. Person sees his friend left on his headlights, his next door neighbor, in a way that the battery is going to get drained, and tomorrow morning he's going to have to go ahead, boost the car, call chaverim. There's a mitzvah Hashavas Haveda to go ahead, let him know, or turn off the headlights, or any other potential hefsid. Person who knows edus for his friends, he is mechuyev to go ahead and testify. All of these things are avedas karka. And as we said a minute ago, the Aruch HaShulchan and the Minchas Chinuch both say that the asay of hoshet yeshivim and the lois asay of leisuchelos aleim will apply in these cases. And what's fascinating is that the Chofetz Chaim in his Akdoma to Avas Chesed, where he talks about saving Chesed, saving the various Averis which a person could be over if he does not involve himself in Chesed. So the Chofetz Chaim says, in Reil Chavera is an Inyan Hefsid. If someone sees by his friend an Inyan of Hefsid, and he can help him, and he is lazy, the Eivra Leisam Aldam Reyecha. The Lav Leisam Aldam Reyecha, the Chofetz Chaim learns, is not only on Hefsid Haguf, it also is on Hefsid Mamon. So again, we discussed a little bit of Avedas Gufay, we discussed a little bit of Avedas Karka, and now I wanted to focus for a few minutes on the basics and some interesting halachas of the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda, Hashavas Memoine. The mitzvah, in a nutshell, is a person sees a item which belongs to another Jew, and this item looks lost. There's reason to believe that the person does not know where the item is. It presents as lost. Something which is derech hanocha, something which looks like it was put there by the owner, and it's a secure place, it's in a secure place, then one does not pick it up. Because manashach, if it doesn't have a simon, then by you picking it up, you're just hurting him. He's never going to get it back. And even if it does have a simon, you're just being matriachim. If it looks like it was put place there, it looks like he knows where it is, and he knows where it is, and the place where it is secure, so then it's reasonable to assume that it was put there on purpose, it was left there on purpose, he's going to come back to get it. It's possible even temporarily slipped his mind a little bit, but basically he knows where he'll figure out where he left, so he'll come get it back. Fakir, there's no mitzvah Shavas Aveda, and there's no chesvah Shavas Aveda, and on that the Torah says that it has to be nidochim, it has to be toya, it has to present as an Aveda. One is not helping Klal Yisrael if one turns all of a person's possessions into all of the friend's possessions into Avedas. In fact, you're hurting them. But if one comes across something which is an Aveda, it seems that it fell from him, it seems that he does not know where it is, even the type of thing that he could be put it there, but it's not really a safe place, and if the fact that he didn't come to pick it up, probably he forgot about it, And if you don't take it, somebody else might take it. So then one has the mitzvah shas aveda. The mitzvah is to go ahead and to pick up the object. Once the object is picked up, so then there are two basic chiyuvim which are chal. The first chiyuv is to get it back to him. One is mechuyuv to go ahead and to be machriz the aveda. When the Beis Mikdash was standing, they would go to the Evan HaTayin in Yerushalayim by the Shalosh Regalim, and they would announce all the lost objects in Klal Yisrael, Bizman Hazeh. So one puts up signs in the local Bati Knesias, Bati Midrashais, in the area where the Aveda was found. Rav Moshe talks about one finds in the building to put up the sign by the elevator. But again, one is mefarsim that they found an Aveda. One gives enough details to pique the curiosity of the one who lost it, but not too many details to steal all of the simonim. And that way, the person will be able to give simonim and get back his Aveda. So the first requirement is to involve oneself in Hashavas Aveda, hanging signs. The Meitzi Aveda is not mechuyev to spend money. Therefore, free advertisements in newspapers are recommended. Advertisements which cost money, one should not do. One should not do because at the end of the day, he'll be able to recollect the investment from the Baal Aveda, and every time you advertise, you're making owe you more and more money until you're not returning to him very much. But free advertisements in newspapers, hanging signs in the area that it was found, one is allowed to assume that it was probably lost by a local or somebody who comes to this area often. One leaves up the sign. Paiskim don't have an exact share. Baruch 2 weeks. And that is the basic mitzvah of hachraza. If nobody comes at the end of the 2 weeks with simonim, so then that's a halacha is yehimunach hachiyav elio, and you keep it until Mashiach comes. And the Paiskim discuss what exactly are you supposed to do with the object. Do you actually have to save it? Or are you allowed to go ahead and sell it, either to yourself or to somebody else, and hold on to the money? That's the mitzvah of hachraza. When one picks up an aveda, one also becomes a shemer aveda. One becomes a shemer, and he becomes has the regular chiyuve shemer on this aveda. If something were to happen to the aveda after he picks it up, so then he would be liable to pay. Kederach HaShemrim, the same way Shemrim pay if they are not careful with the Shmira of the object. The Mechaber in Simen Reish Samach Zayin, Sif Tezayin, the Mechaber says, Kol Zman Shaveda Etzlei, when the Veda is in his possession, Im Nignevoi of the Chai Bachar Yusa, Kedin Shrei Mesachar. He is chayav like a shemer socher. V'yishayim in the shemer aveda ein ella shemer chino. So basically, these are the two basic halachas of hashavas aveda. There's a chi of hashava, and one is machriz and returns it with simonim. The other is he becomes a shemer and he's liable on the chiyuvim of a shemer chinam or a shemer socher, respectively, depending on what one holds. One tries the hardest to go ahead, be machriz, and to give it back. If nobody comes, he remains a shemer aveda, which is the source of yehemunach ad sheyove elyo. He must hold on to it until elyo another comes. From Moshe Feinstein and others say that if the item that you found is an item which is easy to buy, it's a fully marketable item, it's not a unique thing that the person would have a hard time replacing with money. It doesn't seem like a sentimental type of thing. So then one should write down the simonim. One should write down the simonim in a safe place, and then one can sell the object, or one could sell it to themselves, throw it in the garbage, as long as they have the simonim. When the person comes, he'll give the simonim, then one will pay them back. That's the Eitzah of things. They should have a whole boxes of things. Something which seems to be specific and sentimental, or sentimental, one has to hold on to. Now, Avedis, in general, are divided into two broader categories. There are certain things which have simanim, and certain things which don't have simanim. Something which has a simon is a returnable item. Something which does not have a simon is a non-returnable item. Now, you're only mechuyev to pick up an aveda if the aveda at the time you pick it up still belongs to the loser. If the loser was miyayish, he gave up hope, vaylei lichzor and kis, he does not think he's ever going to see this item ever again. So then, the item becomes hefker, and then the finder has a choice. He can pick it up and keep it, or he can leave it on the floor. There is no mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. Because Yish relinquishes the ownership. If one finds it, if there was no Yish, then the mitzvah Hashavas Aveda kicks in, meaning that he has to return it, and it becomes a Shemir Aveda. And what's fascinating is that once he picks it up, and he becomes a Shemir Aveda, even if subsequently the owner is Miyayish, then that Yish is non-effective, he remains a Shemir Aveda, and he remains with his requirement to try to return this item. But he remains a Shemir Aveda. The main question is, did you pick it up before Yish or after Yish? If you picked it up before Yish, he becomes a Shemir Aveda, subsequent Yish doesn't help. All the Chiyuvim remain. If you pick it up after Yish, then it was Hefker when you picked it up, and therefore you could keep it or you could put it back down. Generally speaking, if a person lost something, and there are simanim, and they lost it in a place which is Rav Yisrael, where it's reasonable to assume that a Jew will pick it up, who's going to be kind in the mitzvah of Shabbos Aveda. So if it has a simon, and it's Rav Yisrael, so then there's a mitzvah to pick it up and to return it. However, if there is no simon, or it's Rav Akum, so then this item will never get returned to the owner, either because there is no simon, or if it does a simon, if it's Rav Akum, the assumption of the owner is that the finder will be a guy and keep it, and therefore he gives up hope of ever seeing the Aveda again. The problem is that if you find it before he knows that he lost it, so then, although when he figures that he lost it, he will be Miyayish, but as of right now, he has not yet been Miyayish. So that brings us the Machlokes Abaye and Rava of Yish Shloi Midas. Yish Shloi Midas means that when he finds out that he lost it, he will be Miyayish, but he doesn't know yet that he lost it. So there will be Yish, but it didn't happen yet. We pass like Abaye, Yish Shloi Midas Lo Yehav Yish. Therefore, the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda would apply. If a person picks it up, he becomes a Shemir Aveda, and it will be a munach ad sheyovei eliyo. So let's recap, and I want to discuss after this several interesting scenarios in halachas and halachas Hashavas Aveda. One sees an Aveda Shel Yisrael, if it is before Yish, one must pick it up. Before Yish is applicable in two ways. One way is that it has a simon and it's Rav Yisrael, so therefore he assumes it will be picked up by Yid and returned to him. The second application is that it doesn't have a simon, or it's Rav Akum, but he doesn't know that he lost it. That's the case of Yish Levidas. Once it's picked up, one has a Chiyav Achraza, one becomes a Shemir Aveda, a subsequent Yish will not relinquish ownership of the chafetz. After the achraz is complete, the halacha is yehemunach ad sheyovei eliyo, and we said over from Rav Meisher Zatzal and other Gedalia Paiskim that an object which has a halacha of yehemunach ad sheyovei eliyo, bizman hazeh, if it's a marketable, non-sentimental item, one could write down the simonim, today's day and age, the easiest is to take just digital pictures, make a Shavas Aveda file on your computer. Then, if the person comes, he'll give Simonim, will figure out how much it's worth, and then you have the ability to pay him then. The Piskei Chayshin, in the beginning of Hilchas HaShavas Aveda, so he asks, why is it that we do not make a bracha on the mitzvah of HaShavas Aveda? HaShavas Aveda is a mitzvah, say, and L'chayra HaShavas Aveda should require a Birchas HaMitzvahs, like all mitzvahs say. He brings from the Tom Deim that the reason why there's no bracha is because HaShavas Aveda also has a lav. Now, there is a famous Tshuva HaRashba, where the Rashba says that a mitzvah which is dependent on Kabbalah Sacherim is Ein Mevarchim. A bracha, a mitzvah, which is dependent on somebody else receiving something, on such a mitzvah there is no bracha. Shema lo yisratza lekabel. Maybe that person will not want to be mekabel. For example, the mitzvah of tzedakah, the mitzvah of kibbut of aim, there is no bracha, because shema lo yisratza lekabel. Maybe the father will not want the kibbut at the end, or maybe the ani will not want the tzedakah at the end. And therefore, there are those who want to apply this klal to HaShavas Aveda, because HaShavas Aveda is also a mitzvah which is dependent on somebody else taking it, and therefore, maybe we could apply the klal of the Rashba. Now, the Piskei Chayshin points out that L'chaira, it's not so simple to apply the klal of the Rashba. A mitzvah like tzedakah, a mitzvah of hanukkah. So the mitzvah is for me to give my money to the ani, or for me to give my money to the eved. If the ani doesn't want, if the eved does not want, the money stays in my pocket, and absolutely nothing happens. However, by HaShavas Aveda, the Aveda belongs already to the one who lost it. And not only that, Kol's man is sitting in the Rishus of the Shemer Aveda, he's holding it for the other person. If he goes to return the Aveda, and the fellow says, no, I'm not interested, keep it. It's not the Pshat that the mitzvah never happened. The Pshat is that at that point, the mitzvah was mekuyim. Basically, when one meets up with the true owner, and the true owner says, no, keep it, the true owner is now relinquishing control of the Aveda in his Rishus. He's being mafker the Aveda, and therefore, the mitzvah is completed. The mitzvah is completed, maybe not exactly in the way that the Torah had in mind, because the Torah wanted to take it into possession, but basically, he got it back. It was his the whole time, and no transfer, no kinyan has to be made, and all that happened now is that instead of physically taking it into possession, he knows exactly where it is returned, and now he's giving the finder a matana, and therefore, the mitzvah happened. Rather than a case like tzedakah and hanukkah, where the mitzvah did not actually happen. And therefore, the Piskei Chayshin says, we cannot apply this rule of the Rashba to explain why there is no mitzvah of why there is no bracha on the mitzvah of HaShavas Aveda. And the Piskei Chayshin himself suggests another reason. And he says like this, what are you going to make the bracha? Are you going to make the bracha when you pick it up? Or are you going to make the bracha when you return it? If you make a bracha when you pick it up, so first of all, there's a machlokes whether picking it up is ikar mitzvah or hechsher mitzvah. If it's hechsher mitzvah, for sure you can't make a bracha then. And even if you hold that's a chelik of the ikar hamitzvah,
But since you're not sure you're going to be able to return it, which is really the matara of the mitzvah, at that point, you can't make a bracha. Now, Elamai, make the bracha when you hand it over to the true owner. Zok the Pisachation, at that point, there's really no maisa, so to say. Because when he hands it over, it was always that fellow's. And now you're just being mamsi it to him. In fact, Allah says you don't even have to hand it to him. You have to tell him where it is, he can take it by himself. For just passing on information, there's no transferring of rishus. No money is changing hands. Really nothing, no real maisa took place at that moment. And therefore, at the moment of returning, nothing really happened. The moment of picking up is either hechsher mitzvah, and even if it's a chelik of the maisa mitzvah, a chelik of the ikar mitzvah, but still, at that point, the point of the mitzvah is to get it back, and it's not for sure it's to get it back, therefore a bracha cannot be made. Now, I say this a little bit as an introduction to the next yisoid, which I wanted to mention. Rabbi Kiva Eger says, if a person is walking down the streets, and he finds a davar she'ein bei siman, and it's a situation of yir shalei midas, Rabbi Kiva Eger is machadish that he does not, there's no reason for the meitze to pick it up. Because he bought the entire mitzvah, Shavas Aveda. The purpose of the mitzvah is for it to get back to its original owner. And we know for sure that it's not going to get back to its original owner because there is no siman. All that's going to happen is that the one who picks it up is going to become a Shemir Aveda forever. Well, if he picks it up, Ein Echanami, he becomes a Shemir Aveda forever. But if he doesn't pick it up, Rabbi Kveig is Mechadish, that there is no Chiv to pick it up. The Shulchan Aruch HaRav argues, and the Shulchan Aruch HaRav says, one is Mechuyit to pick up, a dog without a simon. Even if you chanced upon it for Yish, maybe we'll go back to Tam Chacham with Tfiyas Ayin. Maybe Eidim will come. But the Shulchan Aruch HaRav says one must pick it up. In the tshuva printed for Ramesha in the back of the Sefer HaShol Sevedik Al-Chasa, he passed like the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, he bechoyed to pick it up. Many Gedele Yitzhul passed like a Bekiv Eger that there is no Chiyuv to pick it up. In the Sefer Mishpat Torah, he wants to take Rabbi Kiva Eger's chiddush to another level. And he wants to propose, we find a lot of Avedas, we return very few of them. A pacifier, a baby bottle, a small thing, whatever it is. Bederach klal, you hang signs, people don't come for them. It's not worth their time, it's not worth their efforts. Bederach klal, they are not returned just because a sign is hung, even a davar sheyesh by siman. The Mishpat Torah wants to propose that something with this kaman and anan sahadi, that it's not going to end up being returned, even if this would be an item which already has a siman, still there would be no chiyuv to go ahead and to pick it up. That's the chiddush of the Mishpat Torah. Only something where there's reason to assume that through achrazah it will get back to its owner is one mechuyev to pick it up. If not, one can extend Rabbi Kiva Eger to the, even something which has a siman, if it's not the derech to lemaisa lemaisa return such an item. That's chiddush Mishnah Torah. As we mentioned, at least with davar she'ein bei siman, the Ohr Gedolei Eretz Yisrael who paskins like Rabbi Kiva Eger, that one does not have to pick it up. However, Rav Moshe in this tshuva writes that one has to pick it up. I also wanted to mention that the shear of Hashavas Aveda is something which is worth a pruta. It has to be shav a pruta, both b'shas when you pick it up, and at the moment that you return it. It's a very interesting shaila. What happens if it's worth a shava pruta to the one who lost it, but to nobody else? For example, you find somebody's left shoe. Now, to the owner, a left shoe is very important, because if he has the right shoe, and now he doesn't have a left shoe, he has to go ahead and buy a new pair of shoes. And therefore, it's saving him tremendous amounts of money, and therefore is definitely worth a shava pruta to the owner. However, if you try to sell this shoe on the open market, so then l'chayra, there would not be worth very much. The question is, do you look at shava pruta on the open market, or do you look at a shava pruta to the owner? Ramesh and Shuva says, you look at the owner. Since the owner has value, so therefore, lahalacha, there would be a mitzvah of hashavas aveda. The Sefer Chelkas Yaakov, discusses a case, Chelik Beis Simen Nun. What happens if a yid loses an aveda? But the aveda which he lost, is insured by a geisha company. Does that have halacha avedas Yisrael, or does it have halacha of avedas akum? Avedas akum, the halacha is there is no mitzvah of hashavas aveda on an avedas akum. If one knows that by returning it, he will create a kiddush shemayim, so then he's mishubach if he returns it. If there's a makam, will be a chil Hashem if he doesn't return it. So then he is mechuyev to go ahead and to return it. And the place can point out that the Kiddush Hashem that we're talking about is that they'll be mefor Klal Yisrael. They'll place Klal Yisrael that they are trustworthy people, and that's the Kiddush Hashem that we are looking at. But stop to go ahead and to return it just for no reason, so that one is not supposed to do. That's giving a chashivas to Goyim, and that is not proper to create a kiddush Hashem. So then, harezim a shuluch. In the case of chil Hashem, one is mechuyev. The question is, what happens if there's a Yiddish item insured by a guy? Is that Avedas Yisrael, or is that Avedas Akum? That's the Shaila of the Chelkas Yaakov. Now, the Chelkas Yaakov comes out that we look at the item itself. We look at the item itself. And since the item today is a Yid's item, even though Lamaisa, the insurance company will pay him back, but the Aveda today is the Aveda of Yisrael, and therefore there would be a Chiv of Hashavas Aveda. There are Paiskim who want to argue, and they want to say that whenever something is lost, let's back up a step. L'chaira, all the insurance company is giving back is the value. The item itself, he's not going to get back if it goes to insurance. So, the question at a certain level is there a hefta of bailus on the item itself? Not the value of the item. When a person loses, for example, he loses a camera. So what did he lose? The value of the camera, or he also lost the camera itself? And the Chelkas Yaakov is just taking the position that I lost a camera, the camera's worth $200, who cares, insured, I lost $200 items, someone else will pay me. No, that's not my geschäft. Now, you could argue and say no, that there is no Hefzen moment over here. But still, L'chayra, the Chayfetz itself, it's very possible that the Chayfetz itself does have a Shem Aveda. And since the Chayfetz itself does have a Shem Aveda, so there'd be a Hashavas Aveda on the Chayfetz. To all those who want to say no, that the moment something gets lost, so then it's Eina B'Shusai, and really the whole mitzvah Hashavas Aveda is because of the lost value, more than the lost item. Because the bailus on the Gufa item is lost, and really every Hashavas Aveda is really just to prevent a hefsid similar to Aveda's karka. In which case, you could say that there's no hefsid over here because the insurance company will pay the hefsid. Lamaisa, on a practical level, pashtus would be Mitzvah Shavas Aveda. B'derech klal, it's a tremendous tircha to go after the insurance company. It doesn't go so easy. A lot of times there's some sort of deductible, doesn't get paid in full, etc., etc. So therefore, in order to prevent the loss, if it's not fully covered, if there's deductibles, in order to prevent the tircha, pashtus, there would be mitzvah, there would be a mitzvah of Hashem's Veda. We're looking at a Jewish item, not as a Avedis Akum. Now, you can also clarify Keretz. You can also clarify what happens if a guy loses something and it's insured by a Yiddish company. So, even though it's Avedis Akum, but over here, where the net gain of returning the item, the one who you're saving money to, is a Yid, so the Pesach Chayshin is very strongly noted, there would be a mitzvah Hashem's Aveda in order to prevent the Yisrael, the Yid, from having that particular hefsed. The insurer for having the hefsed if the item is not returned.